it wasn't so much brothers and sisters, because my brothers and my eldest sister were quite a bit older than me. You know, we were, Vera and I were sort of an afterthought. Vera was a bit young, that much younger than me. She's 4 years younger than I am. And so it was with the kids in the neighbourhood. So we used to, I mean, we could go over to into Massam's farm and play in the fields there.
Right.
And we'd go over to Sherrod's Wood and down to the Lee before the swimming pool was built.
Right.
And paddle.
You say you played on the farm. Was it a working farm?
Yeah. We used to play in the fields and the cows would be around us. But
and did the farmer mind?
No, because our house was like a boys' club, because two of them were here and they were both working. So their friends used to come. We had a dartboard and a quarter-sized billiard table, and the living room in the, those Nella Road houses, they went from back to front,
yes.
So they were long and narrow. So and a little tiny sitting room, yeah. But there wasn't money for fireplaces in. We had a range in the one room, and an open fire in the other. But there wasn't enough money around for two fires to go.
No.
So the chairs were pushed round, and we had my dad's mum was living with us then in those days. So we were females were around the table round the walls while they were playing darts or billiards.
So they'd
know.
Invite their friends back.
Oh yeah. I mean they all sort of came, and it was a natural thing. Saturday nights we got peace, because they used to go to the cherry dance in the cherry tree.
Oh, right.
Because the cherry tree was where Waitrose is now, but again it was a wooden building, and it had a bowling green at the side of it. Doesn't seem possible, does it?
And did you go to dances at all?
No, I wasn't. I've got two left feet.
But your brothers went dancing.
My brothers went dancing, but they were a good bit older than me. You see.
Did you have to pay to go to the dances?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they paid. Yes. I didn't do brownies. My sister, younger sister did brownies, but I didn't join until I was 11 and joined the guides.
And where did you go for your meetings?
Pear Tree Clubhouse. Everything was done in Pear Tree Clubhouse. Or if you lived on this side of town, because you were the east and the west of the town, you see, and we were on the east side. Mm. Oh, yeah, everybody joined the guides.
And what sorts of things did you do as a guide?
Oh, we used to go... we used to have picnics and games in the dell in Sherrod's Wood. And at the back of Dogan Hyde, there was... They had a bit of ground before the golf course started, so we used to have campfires there. They did go camping. The guides went camping, but... as you can imagine, with six kids, there wasn't money for those sort of treats.
No. But other than going away camping, you sort of joined in. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And did you like the guides?
Yeah, we had lots of fun.
Yeah.
And especially during the summer, we used to go up into the woods and play in the fields,
yes.
You know. There was a passageway between the cinema and the stores.
Yeah.
That piece of the stores that faced it, when it was built and it was brick, it faced into Parkway, and there was a passageway between it, and we used to queue up there on a Saturday morning for threepence, and we used to get it was only a Saturday morning matinee, of course, and it was threepence for the seat, and then when we went in we used to get a sweet bar, like a bar of honeycomb or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't seem possible now, does it?
And what would the programme be for the Saturday morning pictures?
What's it's usually cartoons. Yeah. And then of course once a year we had the drama festival week,
right.
And we had not Thalians and drama club. And then we had people from Letchworth all round, you know, round the county, because it ran for a whole week, and they did a one-act play. So there were two or three performances during the course of the
evening. That was during the in the cinema.
That was in the cinema. The so we didn't have a cinema. That was in there. Mm. Shredded Wheat. They had a hall alongside it, which was called forgotten it. But they had a club there. They used to do table tennis, and they had tennis courts and football pitch.
Was that open to anybody, or was it just Shredded Wheat employees?
Well, I mean, my brothers went there, but whether that was just because my sister worked there or not, I don't know. They had women's hockey clubs.
Oh, right.
And lot of netball. You know, the factories had their netball teams. Mm. Shredded Wheat had a netball team. They had an area in front of the building, and they had a football pitch and they had a netball pitch. Sorry.
No,
so they used to, and they used to hold dances.
What did you do on your day off and your time off?
Oh, we used to walk. We used to walk miles and miles and miles. We always had a carnival at August Bank Holiday, and we used to have a fancy dress parade. It usually started in Handside Playing Fields, and we used to go round the parade the streets, and then there was a judging of costumes and those sort of thing. And we always had a fair once a year that came into Handside Playing Fields. That was an event. We saved our pennies to go to the fair.
Was that before the war?
Everybody got involved. And all the factories had their floats and they were decorated, cars and horses and carts and you name it, and there was, you know, the dispatch boys from the stores and their bicycles. They used to come with their bicycles decorated, and the coalman and his horse and cart, and they'd have a tableau on it, you know, kids and all sorts of things. The shredded wheat vans, they were all decked out and trailed around. So it was quite a parade.
Where did it finish?
Handside Playing. Where did it start? No, it used to go over 20th Mile Bridge. It was quite a long haul round, you know.
So it did both sides of the railway track? Mm. Yeah. Good fun.
And we used to have buy penny platform tickets so that we could go from one side of the railway to the other, you know. I mean, if we were very lucky and there wasn't a porter around, we used to nip over the line. But, I mean, can you imagine kids these days going over the main line? Most of the time we used to go walking, you know, and then we'd go playing games in the woods. We made our own fun as and when. I mean, when we were at school, of course, we used to have netball and that sort of thing after school. But during the holidays, it was picnic, and Mum was glad to get rid of us. You know?
So you'd just go off for the day?
Yeah.
And no problems about going off?
No, I mean, we used to... we'd walk to St Albans, go to the Abbey and the market, and then we'd come to go to Hatfield House, and because we used to be able to get through in without paying an entrance fee to the park, you see. So you went and
was that legitimate, or was that?
Yeah, that was legitimate.